Now, this time last week, Margaret Mills was in Colchester at the time of the plague, and you're staying in Colchester this week, this time with earth tremors and earthquakes and things. So we're coming a lot further forward in time.
We are. We're coming this time to 1884. So we're coming from the 17th to the 19th century.
Right. So tell us more about this earthquake.
Right. Well, the Colchester earthquake occurred in 1884 on the 22nd of April. And it lasted for 8 seconds only. And you would think, wouldn't you, well, 8 seconds is not very long. But it was long enough to do a tremendous amount of damage. People described it, contemporary accounts said, that it began with a low rumbling sound under your feet. And then it gradually increased in volume until somebody described it as standing on a railway station and a goods train going through. This was followed by earth tremors and the ground literally shook. And when the earthquake finished, there were over 1,000 houses in the Colchester area. People have put the figures at 1,500, 1,200. There are various figures. But certainly over 1,000 houses were so badly damaged that they needed to be demolished. It's said that cows dropped dead in fields through shock. Certainly the villages of Langenhoe and Peldon were very badly affected outside Colchester, and it's said that the tremors were felt as far north as Cheshire and as far west as Somerset.
And of course there was no insurance in those days.
No insurance whatsoever.
So how on earth did they recover?
The good news was that there were no recorded fatalities from the earthquake. So as far as we know, nobody was killed. But certainly, as I've said, a lot of houses were beyond economic repair. Many other houses that were still standing had major structural problems, so they would need work. And the whole country really rallied round, and people sent small and large sums of money to the mayor of Colchester to help with rebuilding. There was a huge event in London, a grand gala event to raise money. And in fact, it raised over £8,000, which in 1884 was a considerable amount of money. All of which was sent to the mayor of Colchester for him to distribute amongst the people who'd had houses damaged or completely destroyed by the earthquake.
What sort of period was this money sent?
This money was sent certainly within 6 months after the earthquake occurring. So it took a little while for all these events to be put on and to raise money. But even locally, people were very distressed at what had happened, and there was a lot of sympathy, in fact, throughout the whole country for the victims of the earthquake, and just a lot of thankfulness that nobody had actually been killed,
which is quite amazing when you think about it. Right, thank you very much, Margaret, and where are you off to next week?
Well, next week I'm briefly off to Hatfield Broadoak to a lady called Lady Joan Barrington, but mainly I'm talking about the advice that she received in 1615 from her own doctor.
Right, okay. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Scott.